This is CliffCentral.com.
Let's check in with Anthea, who's here this morning. Hey, Anthea, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Are you feeling good?
I am.
Ready for a good week?
Yeah. Should and be a good week. Well, what's going on?
Yeah, let's hope so. I mean, we want some good news, and we need the economy to start bouncing. Before we get to any of that, though, I saw Tito Mboweni, who's mostly meant to be finance minister.
Mostly.
No, but he tweets about a lot of stuff, you know. He's very
Kigali.
Yeah, he's very vocal about all kinds of stuff online. And listen, by the way, the Kigali stuff, he's got a good point.
He does.
About how they tidy themselves up and they clean up. And I wish we could, too. I was driving around yesterday and went out a little way out of the city. And it's just amazing how much mess and litter and filth there is everywhere. So I do think, you know, there could be something in all of his Kigali tweets. But he said yesterday, we've got to stop calling the president Cyril and start calling him the president.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is his new area. Now he's very focused on that. But let's instead focus on the economy and focus on where we're at the moment. Here she is. Anthea Guy. Today.
Where do I even start? I mean, you said you wanted things to turn around. We definitely do. I mean, last week, geez, the market was in terrible shape.
Yeah.
In fact, when I last checked, the All Share Index, which is kind of our benchmark for the JSE, was having its worst month since February 2009.
Oh.
Yeah. It was down like 7% for this month. We still got a week to go, so we could turn it around, maybe.
Well, let's see.
Unlikely.
Okay, so let's take a look at CPI inflation.
Yes, so
they usually use that as a marker as well.
So inflation came out below expectation. Expectation was 4.5%, which is smack bang in the middle of the Reserve Bank's target range of 3-6%. And you'll remember last year, Francois Krupa said that's what they want, right? They're targeting the mid-range. Because we were all saying 3-6 is a big range, and if inflation falls below 6, then shouldn't you be cutting interest rates? And so the Reserve Bank came back and said, no, not below 6. We want 4.5. Now it came out at 4.4 on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, did the Reserve Bank cut rates?
No.
What are they doing?
Well, I've said this before. The whole reason that the Reserve Bank exists is because they've got this one very crude tool for setting the interest rates.
That's monetary policy.
That's all they've really got. And they meet, what, how often?
Every 2 months.
And when last did they change the inflation? I mean, the interest rate?
Last year, November, they increased the interest rate, and that was their big mistake, I think. So instead of cutting or leaving it the same, they increased it.
Uh-huh.
And so now we've got this higher interest rate. And the hope is, of course, so the theory and the hope is that if they cut interest rates, it's a stimulus for the market. 60% of our economy is made up of consumer spending. If they cut interest rates, they put more money in the consumer's pocket. The consumer feels more confident, spends more, and the economy lifts.
Okay.
They didn't do that. They made a mistake, I think.
All right. So
I mean, they were sounding a bit more dovish last Thursday. So definitely. And the vote was 3-2 against a 25 basis point or a quarter of a percent rate cut. So 3 of them said keep it the same and 2 of them said cut. So they have this funny little quantitative model which says, you know, if we're expecting inflation to do this and the oil price to do this and food to do that, food price inflation to do X, Y, and Z, and if all things go according to these trajectories, then we're likely to see a rise, a change, or an increase or cut in rates at this stage. And they said first quarter of next year. But I think they've got enough ammunition to actually cut sooner. And actually, the market is pricing in a cut in the next quarter, which is interesting. So you saw the bonds rally because there was a buying of bonds on Friday after this no change in rates. So fingers crossed. They should have cut, I think, on Thursday, but they didn't.
All right, let's look at some of the companies reporting. And, of course, massive corporate CEO shakeups are going on. So let's take a look at these quickly.
I've never seen anything like this in 1 week. So in 1 week, we had Ram, I can never say his name, Atopatu, of Choppies. He's the CEO of Choppies. He was suspended.
I saw one of their trucks the other day and thought of you. Because you remember when we started Choppies? Well, yes, because we used to talk about Choppies quite a lot, but I haven't seen a Choppies store in my life, so I wouldn't. I
know that exists. Places like Blitz, you'll see a Choppies.
Yes,
there.
That's right. Okay. I'm glad something made you think of me. A Choppies truck.
It's a Choppies truck. And, so and what happened with their CEO? He's been suspended?
Yeah. So, you know when Choppies first came out? When I say it now.
The CEO of Bulldog.
Go on.
So when we first heard about Choppies, when they were expanding into South Africa, because it's a Botswana brand, we were all excited because it was a good story, but somehow they just never followed through, right? They had all these great DCs or distribution centers they were putting out, and they were lowering cost of sales and all these things. And it just never worked, and apparently the CEO didn't do a good enough job. So everything was lined up. He just didn't execute, apparently. And then Mitch Slape is replacing Guy Hayward at Massmart.
Mm-hmm.
So Mitch Slape, he's a real Walmart guy, right? He's been in Japan and India and the U.S. He's about 51 years old, and they're bringing him now to take over Massmart. And the question everyone is asking is why they're bringing him in. Is it to get rid of Massmart or get rid of their stake? Because Walmart's stake in Massmart is now worth 80% less than when they bought it.
Ooh, that's going to hurt.
Terrible, right?
Wow. So they might be dumping Macro.
Well, but I don't think so. I think it's the other way around. I think they're bringing Slape in to turn it around, actually.
Okay.
And you wouldn't invest that much money in a country, in a company, and then just give it up, even though it has lost you 80% of its value that you paid for it.
Fair enough.
And then Phakamani Hadebe, he quit as Eskom CEO. And then Ascendus Healthcare.
The less said about that, the better. I see you moved on very swiftly from Phakamani Hadebe.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, no, okay. I'm over that. Okay. So they're reporting tomorrow, and the story is that there's going to be a 20 billion rand loss. I mean, I don't know what to say about
unbelievable, especially when you have the monopoly. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Isn't that outrageous?
And when did he exactly announce it?
I think it was Thursday or Friday. Why?
Okay, because I thought he announced it over Friday night. Because Saturday morning we were all watching the inauguration, and I just saw it as a strip of a headline.
Might have been.
Yeah, well, if he was being shoddy and announcing it at midnight or something. Yeah.
This makes very little in the way of headlines. People are like, another Eskom CEO.
Currently,
so who else? Ascendus Health, you were about to say.
Yeah, Thomas Thompson, CEO, he got fired.
Wow.
And then this big surprise, Peter Moyo of Old Mutual. Was suspended, Reed fired.
Wow, suspended? Why?
Yeah. So it's got something, well, we don't know. So we think that it's something to do with this private company, NMT Technologies or NMT Investments or something, that he owns and he was passing business through and, you know, something. But so what's his name? Trevor Manuel is chairman of Old Mutual. He came out very strongly on Friday and said, no, that, you know, it's personal reasons. He wasn't really fired. And, please. Like, that's very sweet of you to try and save face. But
sure.
Yeah. Big drama there. The share was down 5.9% on Friday morning from Peter Moyer's firing after we heard of it. I mean, there's obviously
something going on.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that one.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at some of the movers quickly. I see Sasol was down 15% on Wednesday.
Oh, what a story. So, you know, they've got this Lake Charles chemical project in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
Which when they started out, not last year, the year before, they went to shareholders and said, and obviously the board, and said, well, it's a great project. It's a cracker methane project. And it'll cost us in the region of 4 billion dollars. The final number on Wednesday is $13 billion. On Wednesday they came to the market and said, so that's a bit of an overrun, right?
Wow.
So Sasol's got a really bad reputation for starting projects being 30% over cost and running late. We knew that when they were doing LCCP. And
it's amazing they can attract any investors with that reputation.
They promised us. They said, no, absolutely not. We'll make sure that this one runs on time. We've included all the costs in our forecast. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I mean, from 4 billion to 13 billion.
Unbelievable.
Is just spectacular. And then Massmart we've spoken about. Right.
Right, yeah, you sit down 14%.
Do you know, I think, I feel like the retailers in South Africa have cut costs to the bone. They really, Foschini Group also reported, and I feel like there's not much else they can do to keep costs in check. And in Massmart's case, it was staff and some IT that they depreciated, although depreciation doesn't go onto the balance sheet. But my point is, I feel like retailers are spectators of a bad South African economy. And all of them, it just feels like if the economy just turned round, they'd be fine.
Sure.
And it was exactly the same thing. Why are you laughing?
Well, no,
you're
not
being sarcastic.
That's how a lot of people feel in various sectors, but I think retail more than any other.
Yes, because as I said earlier on, 60% of our economy is driven by consumer spending.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just a shame. So yeah, Massmart was down 14% on Thursday as well. And then, of course, Old Mutual. And then some of the noteworthy results besides Massmart reporting on Sasol's update. We also had the Foschini Group. And as I said, same story, you know, a 19.6% increase in retail sales. So not bad. Online turnover is jumping. Online turnover has increased by 57% in the year. So that's interesting. South Africans definitely are getting into online shopping. There's no doubt. I can see the trend.
Mm-hmm.
But then the number that we really compare is headline earnings per share, and that was only up 9%. And so, again, it's this kind of cost control margin story. And they didn't do too – the Foschini Group's great. They didn't do too badly. They've managed to control margins to a point.
Okay.
And then another company that I kind of am just – sitting there waiting, that is probably just sitting there waiting for a turnaround in the economy, also reported Silco Sun.
Yes.
You know, it's not a great story. Unfortunately, profits were down. But if you include the acquisitions, then it's not a bad story. But really, this is a story of operating leverage. So if Silco Sun's revenue increases by 5%, their earnings will increase by 13.7%. If their revenue increases by 7.5%, then earnings increases by 26.2%. And this is the difference between fixed and overhead, fixed and variable costs, right? So basically, they've cut to the bone, they've managed their costs as best they can, and any upside is just profit, right?
So someone has a question for you for next week, probably, but can you give us an overview of the banking sector? We'd love to hear your take. How the various banks have performed, what they're doing right, what they're not doing right,
sure.
What the state of the
banking.
That's a
nice
banking,
project, actually.
Yeah,
I mean, because it's something we do all the time anyway. We compare banks. And, yeah, I'd love to. I'd just give you kind of a who's doing what and
sure.
How they grow their earnings and how the return on equity, which is like the investment part of the business, compares to each other.
Right.
And who's being innovative. And who's – I mean, have you seen the Absa ad that's running? Because – Discovery are saying that they're launching this upstanding card, a different card. You know, all they've done is changed the way we use our card. So normally it's kind of horizontal,
like
now vertical.
Vertical card.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw an ad for that.
Yeah, Discovery's vertical card. Well, hey, look at us. How innovative is that? Absa turned around and said, we are the first, actually. You're not.
Oh, really?
All the ads.
Oh, wow.
So our student cards were vertical cards. Get over yourselves, Discovery.
Wow.
Well, you think you're somebody who researched that.
You'd think.
You would have thought,
think.
Right?
All right. So there's one other story I want to hear from you about, and that is Theresa May.
Oh, my goodness.
Crying outside of 10 Downing Street saying, I'm sorry, I couldn't deliver Brexit. Please don't be mean to me. And I'm only the second female prime minister. Like, that's got anything to do with anything.
But, you know, this. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to. Yeah, I don't know what
to say. You don't want to pile on.
I don't really want to. But, you know, Maggie Thatcher, the Iron Lady, was known for crying in the bathroom as well, huh?
Well, in the bathroom. She never cried on...
Not
on
in public.
Never.
Yeah, and I guess that's the difference. So, and, of course, then there's the EU elections as well. So it's all coming together now. We'll see what happens. I mean, I think her opposition are dreadful, though. They really are just two-faced and ugly. And
they're politicians.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
correct.
Silly of me. How could I forget, you know?
Really?
Are you expecting Hugh Grant?
Like what? He's a upstanding.
He's someone nice.
Yeah. I'm not sure Hugh Grant falls into the nice character.
No, he's a serial womanizing drunk.
Exactly. Thanks for clarifying.
At least he's consistent.
All right.
Yeah, that's true. They're not consistent, those politicians. Anyway.
All right, very good.
We'll see what happens this week, right?
Excellent. Thank you, Anthea.
Thank you very much. Very, very good.
This is CliffCentral.com.